In the 3 years since the 9/11 attacks, various efforts have been made to better safeguard the American people. Viet Dinh was Assistant Attorney General for Legal Policy from 2001 to 2003. During that time, he helped draft the USA Patriot Act. For this week's installment of our summer reading series, we spoke with Viet Dinh. Although his job requires Dinh to sift through many legal documents and journals, for his after-hours reading, he also leans toward the political. Dinh recently finished Deception Point, Dan Brown's thriller about the National Security Agency. The novel follows NSA officials who use encryption technology to monitor conversations and other everyday activities.
It shows that the world is not so easily circumscribed into security versus privacy, and that the danger can come both from overzealous government surveillance and also overzealous attempts to evade governmental discovery of criminal acts.
Dinh names The Tenth Justice by Brad Meltzer as among his favorite political novels. He read Meltzer's book soon after finishing a clerkship with Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Dinh enjoys Meltzer's story, but he was frustrated with the author's depiction of life at the Supreme Court.
He takes significant license with the role of the law clerk, overplays the significance of the law clerk in the workings of the court, and also, I think, simply is factually inaccurate regarding a whole lot of things that go on as a law clerk. And that's the first time, and first of many times, when I start seeing how fiction does not necessarily match up to the reality.
Dinh commutes only 2 miles to his job, so he doesn't have much time to listen to audiobooks in the car, and he sometimes hangs out in the parking garage in order to hear the end of a chapter before turning off the ignition. He currently has Sandstorm by James Rollins in his car stereo.
The book revolves around a strange explosion in a museum in London, and it prompts a special forces team to be sent out from Washington because they suspect that it is the first iteration of antimatter explosion, which has its roots to archaeological finds in the Kingdom of Oman. And so the author does a very good job of weaving science fiction into historical archaeological research and at the same time complex geopolitical interactions that define our current world.
Despite his politically dominated reading habits, Dinh avoids polemical nonfiction and often picks up biographies instead. This weekend, Dinh and his wife visited Bermuda, where he was hoping to get started on American Soldier, the autobiography of retired Army General Tommy Franks.
It was not a hard choice for me to choose that book over Michael Moore is a Big Fat White Man, even though I tend to like the title, because I think that General Tommy Franks is a much more worthy topic for analysis or criticism than Michael Moore.
Viet Dinh is a professor at the Georgetown University Law Center and a co-author of the USA Patriot Act. For a complete listing of all our summer readers, please visit the books page at npr.org.